Good morning, everyone. This is Krishna. Today, we are going to talk about, is Indian media losing its credibility? Yeah, I believe Indian media is definitely losing its credibility. Media, which is also known as the watchdog, it plays an important role in democracy. In the history of India, media has been recognized as influential, patriotic, and trustworthy in the socio-economic and political climate of the nation. But with the growth of TRP and paid news, the trust has taken a dramatic hit, and its biggest victim has turned out to be our Indian democracy. The biggest problem currently plaguing the Indian media is infighting that comes at the heels of all-out TRP war. In fact, media channels seem to be more interested in taking a spot at each other rather than hard-hitting the news. There are reasons galore as to why Indian media can't be trusted. The most concrete reason would be the latest World Economic Forum's Press Freedom Index rankings, where India scored 140 out of 180 countries. Fortunately, Indian media did not achieve this lightly. There is a strange habit in our media where it makes mountains out of molehills, which has proved to be the final nail on its coffin. Whether you are looking for proof of ghosts or the buried treasure inside a building, each of the news channels seem to possess all the answers. But of course, credibility is not one of those answers. Also talking about foul practice, taking money favors, this has become a common practice for our media. The result is truth is unknown, and thus largely the democracy suffers. Talking about the India's media market, India's media has the biggest market with over 82,000 registered newspapers and almost 700 TV news channels. And these numbers are increasing daily. Also for social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and WhatsApp, India provides largest user base because of lenient cyber laws. Despite all this, more news is covered of entertainment, politics or corporate advertisement. One of the biggest exposed, if we talk about, was the sting operation that was conducted by Cobra Post in the video operation. And in that sting, the Cobra Post showed that the number of media houses, whether televised, newspapers or on social media, they are willing to promote and show the reports, which could easily lead to communal polarization and even result in electoral gains. These included the famous ones like the Dainik Jagran, India TV, Punjab Kesari and many other famed news channels and newspapers, which have a huge audience, circulation and subscribers, and are easily able to influence the opinion of the viewers. I will talk about some solutions which could be implemented from our point of view. These are mandatory disclosure of private treaties and details of advertising revenue by media houses. Second one solution would be more punitive power should be given to news broadcasting standard authority to curb the paid news. Third one being paid news definition needs to be changed from any news or analysis appearing in print or electronic media for consideration of cash or any other kind. This should be changed, and it should also include advertisements disguised as news, denial of coverage to selected electoral candidate, and private deals between media houses and corporates. These all points must also be included. So that was all. Thank you, everyone.